time, baby. From 1961, Harf Ford Company with the rock and roll generation. This hour of the year, 1961.
WPGC AM and FM Morning Time. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961. Philadelphia was becoming involved so heavily in the music biz that people referred to records as having a Philadelphia sound. It seemed for a while that almost every recording star came from the city of brotherly love. Chubby Checker, Frankie Avalon, Bobby Rydell, the Dovells, and several others. Philadelphia was the place to have a record recorded. And the cradle of liberty became the rock and roll capital of the country. Local Philadelphia high school groups by the hundreds were being formed. Some got snapped up as fast as they were formed, and some even had a few hit records. Yes, Philadelphia was then the town.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961.
Young, spring of 1961. Harf Ward Company with the rock and roll generation. WPGC number one.
Like that song by the New Seekers? Your Coca-Cola bottler has a special 45 RPM recording of it. It's yours free with proof of purchase. Just 24 Coke bottle caps or 4 proof of purchase seals from can wrappers from Coca-Cola. Full details where you shop for Coke at participating stores in the Washington metro area.
The New Seekers, buying the world of Coke.
I hope you realize this is your last day to stock up on plenty of ice cold Coca-Cola for your big New Year's party tonight, huh?
Dollars. Warren Beatty and Goldie Hawn in Dollars. For the first time in a long time, the right combination in a movie that really moves.
Money, 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 money.
Dollars. Warren Beatty and Goldie Hawn in Dollars. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without talent.
Now in its second big week at Lowe's Embassy, Connecticut and Florida Avenues, Northwest.
Have you experienced the nightclub revolution? Get with it at the beautiful new exciting Classic 3.
The Classic 3.
Out of sight.
WPGC time with Harris Moore, 7:35, 25 before 8 o'clock. I'd like to tell this story because about 4 months ago, I guess it was, around October anyway, September or October, a young fellow walked in here from New York City working for a record company as a promotion man. He works for Invictus Records, the company that has Freda Payne and the chairman of the board and several R&B groups. It's owned by Holland Dozier and Holland, the famous Motown guys. And he walked in here, you know, and we got talking, and I said, where are you from? He says, I'm from the Bronx. And I said, gee, you know, I used to live in the Bronx in East 226th and White Plains Road. He says, oh, yeah. He says, I went to school at Vanderchild's, you know. We got talking about the Bronx in New York. And he told me he used to have a group many years ago in the early days of rock and roll music. They had a group. And they went and cut a record, and it cost them $15. Can you imagine that? I mean, today you cut a record, it costs you $2,000-$3,000 sometimes, depending on how big the production is. But this record cost them $15. They cut it in like 5 minutes' time, and they had it for a whole year. They couldn't place it with any record company. Nobody wanted the record. They said, no, it's not a hit. And they had it, at home for a year. And finally, it was picked up by Roulette Records, part of Roulette Records, G Records, by Morris Levy is the guy's name, who finally said, yeah, this record is a hit, and he took the record and stole the group's money. And they didn't get any money out of it, except as a writer. He and his brother were the co-writers of the record. And his name was Chuck Fassett. His brother's name is on the record, Fred Fassett. The group turned out to be one of the top groups of 1961, had one of the top 10 records for that year, The Regents and Barbara Ann.
Ba, 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 ba. Barbara Ann, the Regents, and Chuck Bassett, the guy that was up here at WPGC, is the guy who sings the high part there, the falsetto voice. And he told me that that same year, late in 1961, he recorded a record under, you know, some false name, some assumed name, and it wasn't a hit, it was on the Oblivion label or something, you know, but he said he recorded it over in New Jersey, and he had three girls backing him up in 1961. Three girls, you know, came over to help him sing on the record, and two of those girls you probably recognize, Dionne Warwick and Dee Dee Warwick, sisters, Dionne and Dee Dee. Two of the three girls are back now. Kind of interesting. It's 21 before 8 o'clock. Higher for more, the rock and roll generation. The year we're featuring this hour is the year 1961. And then at the time, I was down in Frankfort, Kentucky, still working and slaving in radio, a little station in Frankfort, WFKY, the only station in Frankfort, as a matter of fact. And we had a group. And back in 1961, there was either an instrumental group or a vocal group. The two hadn't combined yet. I can't remember who might have been the first group to combine and, you know, be a combo group. In other words, play their instruments and sing at the same time. But basically, it was a group like the Regents here, Barbara Ann. They just sang. You know, they didn't play instruments or anything. And then there were instrumental groups like the Ventures and Johnny and the Hurricanes. Well, we had a group down in Frankfort. I can't even remember what we called ourselves. And we used to play at the local dances and hops and things like that. And lo and behold, I was going through some old tapes last night, and I found a tape that we recorded at the radio station down there. And this is our group back in 1961. We had some instrumental, and it was really a hokey thing, but we had a lot of fun doing it. Listen, I played lead guitar, believe it or not. I can't hit a lick anymore, but I played lead guitar in this thing. Nimble Fingers. Wait a second, I gotta hear that one more time. Right, are we right? Ended together. I can't remember what we called ourselves, Medallions or something, I don't know, back in 1961 in Frankfort, Kentucky, and yours truly, Harv Moore, playing lead guitar, and it was really difficult because... when I first got that guitar, I didn't know a thing about it. I spent 6 months trying to blow into the stupid thing, I don't know. 17 before 8 o'clock at 7:43 with Harv Moore and company. Mother-in-law, Ernie Cato, one of the top records of 1961, the rock and roll generation with Harv Moore and company. Starting tonight at midnight, you'll hear the top 100 countdown, the top 100 hit records of 1971, counted down in order for 24 hours, continuous right here with the good guys. And, of course, today, 5,000 copies of that top 100 survey available at record stores everywhere in the greater metropolitan area. Stop in at a store near you and pick up your souvenir edition of the WPGC Top 100 Hits of 1971 free from the good guys.
The five Harmony Hut stores are ending the year with a fantastic floor sample close-up. This special year-end sale features tremendous savings on fine quality audio and stereo systems at cost, near cost, or below cost. Harmony Hut is also offering handsome savings on albums and tapes that feature your favorite artists on A&M, Motown, RCA, Columbia, Ampex, and other fine labels. Here are just a few of the hot Harmony Hut specials for this year-end closeout. Meet a 5-piece stereo system with built-in 8-track player, year-end closeout priced only $129.95. Harmony Hut 180 speakers were $49.95 each, now $59.95 a pair. This sale ends tonight at 6 p.m., so hurry to the Hut for this fantastic floor sample closeout. Harmony Huts are located at College Park, Manassas, Columbia Mall, Iverson Mall, and our exclusive tape and audio center at Seven Corners. Remember, the sale ends today at 6 p.m., so hurry to the Hut nearest you. Use your Bank AmeriCard, MasterCharge, and NAC Charge. Maryland stores only.
Why? Like, it's not the easiest job in the world. Why? It's not the most comfortable job in the world, either.
Why?
And baby, it's not the safest job in the world.
Why? Because you're the man who looks for a challenge.
A chance to serve your fellow man. A chance to change things for the better. The pay starts at $8,500. Paid vacation. Retirement after 20 years. Room for advancement. A chance to have an exciting, worthwhile, respected career. That's why.
If you know why and want to know how, and if you're between the ages of 20 and 29, call 626-2771. 626-2771. That's the number of the Metropolitan Police Department, the action team that has all the answers for you. 626-2771.
WPGC time is 12 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:48 with Harve Moore and Company. And WPGC is part of a chain of three radio stations. The station here, of course, and one in Las Vegas and one in Boston. Our sister station in Boston is WMEX. And for some of you people who might have been in the Boston area back in 1961, we have a little tidbit here that I think you're going to enjoy. Back about 60, 61, there was a young fellow up there named Arnie Ginsberg. And having spent 4 years of my life in Boston, I kind of grew up listening to this guy when he was at a station called WBOS with 5,000 watts of power going straight up. Their signal went across Long Island Sound, and they were very big on Long Island, but you couldn't pick them up in Boston. Arnie was working there when I was in Boston. But at this time in 1961, he was working at our sister station, WMEX. And here's how Arnie sounded in Boston.
Get around, everybody. We are about to hear the show that's gonna make you smile for me. It's Arnie Ginsberg on the Nine Train Show. He plays the old and new, the swinging and the blue. He plays all the records, especially for you. It's Arnie Ginsberg on the Nine Train Show.
A frantic, friendly Friday night in Boston town. Old aching adenoids, Arnie Ginsberg, woo-woo. For you on the Night Train Show. All set with all the talk in pops. Brand new Wimex 2 Deck Top 20 coming your way. Number 7 sound this weekend, the Marcells and Blue Moon. The Marcells with the number 7 sound in our town and Blue Moon. Checking the Wimex. Don't be late for your date on a Friday night. Cuckoo time, it's 8:05. Hey, you getting ready for the big show next Wednesday night? The WMEX Traveling Tower of Collins spotlights the 1961 Heart Fun. Dance to your favorite records with all the big X disc jockeys, Fenway, Dan Donovan, Melvin X Melvin, and Arnie Ginsberg. We'll all be looking for you at the Hyde Park Municipal Building Wednesday night, February 22nd.
Plenty of surprises. In person, recording star Freddie Cannon, the Fabulous Continentals, the Diamond Tones, and the Rhythm Gang.
It's the WMEX Traveling Tower of Talent. All proceeds go to the 1961 Heart Fund. Coming to the Hyde Park Municipal Building Wednesday night, February 22nd. Arnie Ginsberg, woo-woo. For you on WMEX. And got a lot of requests for this one. Look like it's going to be another Wimex winner. It's a Jive 5 and My True Story. Keep your eyes and ears on that one, the Jive 5 and My True Story on WMEX. Hey, you getting hungry? Well, tonight's the night I've finally been immortalized at Adventure Car Hop.
Oh, Adventure Car Hop is the place to go for food that's always right. Adventure food is always just so.
You relish every bite.
On a Route 1, it's August, come dress just as you are. Adventure where the service is top and you never get out of your car.
Hi there, this is Arnie Ginsberg telling you that Adventure Car Hop presents for the first time anywhere, the Ginsburger. That's right, the Ginsburger is now being served at Adventure Car Hop. I designed it, I planned it, I tested it, but you're going to eat it, and what a delicious mouthful this is. And Adventure Car Hop is serving the Ginsburger on a record which you keep for your very own. If you say woo-woo Ginsburg with your order, you get another Ginsburger free of charge. So how can you miss? Stop out to Adventure Car Hop, Route 1 in Saugus.
There he is, Arnie Ginsberg, Arnie Woo Ginsberg at WMEX in Boston 10 years ago in 1961 on the Rock and Roll Generation with Harve Moore and Company. 4 before 8.
Come on, everybody. We're gonna have a good time, yeah. Give me all that love that I need. I'm gonna give you mine. Hey, you people.
disciples of the Pharisees brought unto him a coin, asking, What thinkest thou of tribute unto Caesar? And he answered them by saying, Render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God that which is God's. E pluribus unum, for the people, from capital.
And it's available at all Harmony Hut stores. And by the way, our WPGC Top 100 Hits of 1971 will be available at all Harmony Huts, too. 757 with Harv Bohr and Company.
Here's a way to refresh your taste. You know, when you come right down to it, that's what millions of people like about Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Wrigley's Spearmint's fresh, lively flavor really does refresh your taste.
Delicious and long-lasting, too. Enjoy it daily, million to refresh your taste. Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. WPGC AM and FM Morning Time.
Is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961. Negro music in the form of R&B began emerging on the pop charts. Many black artists rose to fame that year. The Shirelles, Bobby Lewis, D. Clark.
The raindrops, so many raindrops.
R&B.
It feels like rain.
Black music was now being heard and accepted by a larger audience, both black and white.
When I became a baby, my mother called me
aside. Another seed was being sown. Shop Around by the Miracles was the beginning of the Motown sound.
And then she said, just because you become a young man.
Motown simply standing for Motor City, naturally being Detroit. Detroit wasn't musically big yet, but more things than automobiles were destined to roll off the assembly lines of Detroit. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961.
Hard Bohr putting down a stand in our town. Dandy Del Shannon from the all-new supersonic bombastic WPGC Hit Music Survey.
As I walk along, I wonder. Run.
Hey, that's Dandy Del Shannon from WPGC Harv Bohr and Company here from 1961 here. The rock and roll generation, mostly sunny skies and highs around 54, 43 WPGC degrees in our town, downtown Washington. Well done. Here's Linda Scott. That's the fat round round of staff from Philadelphia town. Little chubby Linda Scott. I've told every little star. As Bob Ross says, I drank in every little bar. It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, Harv Bohr and Company. That wraps up the year 1961 on the rock and roll generation. Coming up, the year 1962.
Now you can shop for your new car right in your own home. Cope Ford of Woodbridge, Virginia will deliver the new Ford of your choice, from the pinout of the T-Bird, right to your door for a free home demonstration. Drive it yourself. Compare our low prices to those of any other dealer in town. But do it at your convenience, at your own home. Call Cope Ford today and drive the new Ford of your choice today without leaving home. The number 549-2024. 549-2024. And there's no obligation.
What's the number?
Cope Ford. The number again, 549-2024.
Hey, what can you serve at a New Year's buffet? Huh? It's buffet.
Oh.
A New Year's buffet that will please your guests and your holiday stretched budget? Why, Safeway canned ham. Better buys to start with because they're fully cooked and boneless for less waste. More good eating. Even more of a value right now because the 3-pound size Safeway canned ham is just $2.89. 5 and 8-pound sizes, super saver price, too. Ready to serve and enjoy as is or put in the oven and glaze. Safeway thanks you for your patronage in 1971 and wishes you the happiest of New Year's. Shop early. We will close at 7 o'clock tonight and be closed all day tomorrow.
Dead in bed all morning just to pass the time.
There's a new side to rock, a softer side that didn't exist before James Taylor and Elton John. But now that it's here, Sears celebrates it with a soft sale on some soft albums. Carole King on her Tapestry album. And wait till you hear her new album, Music.
It's gonna take some time.
Tapestry and Music. Regular $4.99 albums, just $3.66 through Friday. And that's not all. The soft sounds of Paul McCartney on Ram. And his new album, Wildlife. Regular $4.99 albums, just $3.66 through Friday. Pick up on the easy rolling sounds of Carole King and Paul McCartney and save $1.33 through Friday at Sears, Washington, Baltimore, and Annapolis area stores.
Ringing out, bus Fargo, shooting. These are the WPGC newsmakers.
Every guy likes Levi's, and Allen's Men's Shop has Levi's. Levi's jeans, naturally tough in denims and cords, and ready for winter action in the famous Levi's style that takes you everywhere. Wide belt loop, western pocket, flared or straight leg. Great-fitting Levi's jeans, all done up in some exciting new colors, too. See them at Allen's Vienna, Springfield, Fairfax Circle, Tyson's Corner, the bottom half in McLean, and Allen's new bottom half in Front Royal. Don't run from store to store, because every Allen's Men's Shop has what you're looking for. A great selection of Levi's jeans. Shop now, and Allen's promises, you'll never look so good.
At 8:08, WPGC Old Lang Syne reporters say those planning to say farewell to 1971 with a drinky boo or two better move fast. Liquor stores, Montgomery County, close at 7 p.m. Virginia State stores shut down at 6. Most D.C. liquor stores, however, open till midnight. The area's major food chains say they'll close at 7 p.m., stay closed tomorrow. The Postal Service says regular service will be provided today, but only special delivery will be operated tomorrow. Most government employees have the day off. Buses are running on Saturday schedules today and Sunday schedules tomorrow. Talking about buses, if you haven't heard by now, D.C. Transit Company is asking for a 5-cent to 10-cent fare increase. The Black United Front says it'll ask the U.S. Appeals Court to halt the Transit Commission from acting on the application. WPGC News talked with Mrs. McRae, Assistant Vice President of D.C. Transit, asking why another increase.
We've been losing money. We were losing money at the rate of $10,000 a day. That last rate increase did not bring in the revenue projected.
We then asked if they would lose customers if there was another fare hike.
Well, that has been the case. If each time we've had an increase in fare, we have lost customers. Roughly 8%, maybe more.
D.C. Freeway is the topic of a statement by Transportation Secretary John Volpe. Volpe basically goes along with the D.C. City Council and their recommendations.
I'm recommending to the Congress an early completion of the Palisades Parkway as a necessary link in the area parkway system and continued financial support of the metro system so that it may be completed at the earliest possible date.
Richard Mingus of Tacoma Park is dead, killed by park police at the 14th Street Bridge. Mingus is first spotted by police at the Lincoln Memorial, armed with a rifle. He's chased to the bridge, spotted by a chopper crew. Police move in, tell WPGC News that Mingus fires at the officers first. He's cut down and killed. Meanwhile, Melvin Spite is shot in both legs by a pair of robbers who take his wallet. He's working on his car, the 700 block Emerson Street Northeast, when the hoods walk up, place guns against both his legs, and pull the trigger. WPGC Newsmen report the Fairfax murder trial of James Stover is expected to go to the jury Monday. This is his second trial. Stover charged with the stabbing death of Francis Kerner 3 years ago in a McLean gas station. Stover gets a new trial after his lawyers say they have additional evidence proving self-defense. Police in Corpus Christi, Texas, report the wife of a Navy chief petty officer fatally shoots her husband, four children, and herself overnight. In Michigan, reports say two state troopers and another man are dead in a shooting. Few details other than the officer stopped the car on a routine traffic investigation. WPGC 811. The New Year's truce is in effect in Vietnam now, with only one report of a violation, this one by the communists. Traffic moving very well, most areas. Traffic light this morning due to the fact that most government workers have the day off.
Have you experienced the nightclub revolution? Get with it at the beautiful new exciting Classic 3 tonight. The Classic 3 Supper Club, excitingly different and loaded with atmosphere. A dance floor that lights up and glows in a myriad of color. Huge hourglass bar overlooks the entire sunken dance area. See the rotunda, an intimate lounge with a beautiful flowing fountain and hanging crystal lights. And you'll dance to the great music of the Inspirations. The Inspirations. Call the most fantastic eight-piece group on the East Coast. You'll also be entertained by that singing sensation, Themistocles, Theo Harris. Come in early, have a delicious dinner, reasonably priced, or drop in later for dancing and cocktails, but still come. No cover, no minimum at the luxurious Classic 3. Take the Beltway to Andrews Air Force exit, then north to 4591 Allentown Road. The fabulous Classic 3 Supper Club, just across from Andrews Air Force Base. The Classic 3, out of sight.
In December 1967, this was a top story on WPGC. The Justice Department and the Selective Service announced a new crackdown on draft violators. That was December 1967. WPGC environment, sunny today, highs to 54, latest air pollution index 0.02, with 0.15 considered undesirable. Your news editor, Dandy Daddy Time. This is Bob Raleigh. It's 44 degrees. WPGC Sound Off.
In response to the sound off about abortion, what could be more of a crime than bringing an unloved, unwanted child into the world? Which is worse, to kill a child before it has any realization of life, or to kill it mentally as it grows? How many scars have there been left on the emotions of unwanted children and their mothers? Think of the terrible crimes committed by mentally ill people who are the product of an unhappy childhood. You can call abortions murder, but what is worse than a living death? A listener in Strasburg, Virginia. Your response is welcome.
Best Sound Off of the Week wins $20. Send yours to Sound Off, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington.